it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. Tuesday afternoon, everyone. It is good Tuesday afternoon.
It is.
It's about hot, the, how about darn time. It's not raining.
No. Hot and steamy. Great, yep. Great tomato growing weather.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh.
It's also great staying inside in the air conditioning weather.
It is too, but yeah. The zucchinis, got tons of zucchinis coming in.
Tons of zucchinis.
Tons. Did you see Crankshaft on Sunday?
No, I didn't see it.
Crankshaft had bushels and bushels of zucchini. Apparently,
was he leaving at people's doors or what?
No, he was collecting them in bushel baskets. And his wife said, he says, it's a miracle. No, she says it's I forgot the term that she used. Anyway, it was
I got it here.
It's right there. It's at the top.
With his daughter. His daughter, Pam.
Oh, it's his daughter.
Yeah, daughter, Pam. It says, you said you had a lot of zucchinis this year. I had no idea. She says, I know, it's a miracle. She said, it's more like a zucchini apocalypse.
That's what it
zucchini
is.
Zucchini apocalypse. Yes. And so you're experiencing a zucchini apocalypse?
Well, I'm
you?
Starting.
Okay.
I can see it emerging. And it's a delicious vegetable, but they're prolific. You can't eat as many zucchini that you, two or three.
Nor would you want to. Now, you know, you can do a lot of, a lot of people that make zucchini bread. That's sweet.
Yes, yes, very good.
And my mother used to make lasagna with it. That was not a winner. No.
Oh, I've had that.
Have you had that?
Nancy, my wife, makes a zucchini rice and kielbasa with tomato, kind of a casserole, which is very, very good.
With rice? Okay. No, that might be.
Yeah, she puts kielbasa in and some tomatoes and peppers, and it's really, really good. And what else am I growing? Sweet peppers, red peppers, green peppers.
Well, peppers, now that it's hot and sweltery, the peppers would be a big thing.
Yeah, peppers are going. So my garden this year is much better than last. And
well, it was so dry last year.
Not only that, I went to complete containers. And
so you're not,
the rabbits destroyed my...
Oh, so you left the ground.
I left the ground. I put them in an area where the rabbits were...
My mother did a lot of that, too. She gave up the farm plot that she had. She really couldn't keep up with that right now anyway. Mm-hmm. But she's got a lot of things in big basket-type things and things...
There's garden bags. They're made of a fabric, and you put a good above-ground garden soil, specific for above-ground, raised beds, that kind of stuff. And it seems to be working. But the only big difference is you got to water constantly.
Yeah.
Because
well, you wouldn't think that this year.
Well, it's amazing how much water a tomato plant uses.
Okay.
It's a succulent fruit, the tomato. And maybe that's what the Cleveland Indians should have been called.
The succulent fruits?
Succulent fruit. I like yours better, the buckhorns.
The buckhorns.
I like the boy.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about anybody fighting for that name or.
No.
Because I guess one of the top three was the Spiders.
Yeah.
And they were worried about some other teams in the college team that were known as the Spiders and trying to fight off.
Oh, really? Are there other teams called Spiders?
There was a college team, and I don't remember which one is off the top of my head, one of the big colleges that are Spiders, and therefore having to fight them for a logo and things like that, or infringement or things like that.
And
so we have the Guardians.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the Indians. I just grew up. It's going to be hard to make the adjustment, isn't it? It really, really will be. For generations, we have been watching the Cleveland Indians play baseball.
They've been the Cleveland Indians ever since we've been alive.
Well, you, especially you, 1901.
Even me, yeah.
1901.
You remember
that.
But they weren't originally the Indians. They, that was the Indians was like their their third name at least.
Yeah, but it was like 1911 or so that they chose the Indians. So you were around then.
Yeah.
And you preserve awfully well, by the way. I was wondering.
For being that old, I do. Yeah.
So anyway, generations and generations of the team being called the Cleveland Indians, and it's just going to be, it's not difficult, but it's just going to be different. It's going to be really, I was thinking, I knew we were going to talk about this, but I was thinking, would the Indians' name, would that have been banished if there wasn't Chief Wahoo? Chief Wahoo became the symbol of the Indians. And let's face it, it was not a...
It's not complimentary.
No, complimentary.
It's better than it was in the 40s.
Oh, that's true.
The 40s, you could say it was a terribly racist piece of artwork in the 40s. You could say that.
Well, it's a caricature.
Yeah,
and that's what Chief Wahoo was. And I think that got the ire of the Native American community.
Yeah, and what Terry Pluto always wanted was to have the Indian Nation have contest of picking out a logo.
Yeah,
a
new logo,
creating and doing this. And there's move to remove all these things, like the team from Washington. Mm-hmm. And although I thought their logo was a very majestic logo of the Indian with the big headdress and everything.
Yeah.
Thought very majestic, but the name, the Redskins?
The Redskins.
That's the team
from
Washington.
That truly outlived its usefulness in today's culture. But you still have the Atlanta Braves.
And they say they're not going to change anything. But then it was just not that long ago. I think Terry Pluto included in his article in an interview he had with Paul Dolan a few years back. He said, no, the Indians' name is not going to go anywhere. It's not going anywhere. This is what it is, and this is what it will be. And I guess according to the articles with him, he says basically it was the George Floyd incident.
Yes,
that really made the Dolan see how important all this is, and why they really should consider strongly. That's before they even said they were going to change it. That's why we should consider strongly changing the name.
Well, that was the incident behind the change, the unfortunate George Floyd incident. And I didn't have a problem with them saying, okay, you know, we recognize that this causes this community, the Native American community, some of them, some discomfort. And I can understand that. But I thought the Guardians was probably the blandest. It doesn't excite me. It's not going to change my love for the Cleveland Indians and continue watching the game. And I bet you a lot of people are going to still call them the Inns, IANS, or the Guards or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, somehow we're going to miss the term tribe.
Yeah.
You know, everybody around here, when you say the tribe, knows what you're talking about.
Knows exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I'm going to miss that. And we'll have to adapt, and we'll adapt.
We will.
And the logo.
But, you know, I still call it Jacobs Field.
Well, you call it Lee Park. Come on. Jeez.
I don't call it Municipal Stadium.
You don't adjust to change.
I do. Did you see the block letter name, Guardians?
Yeah, so like an Indian.
It looks like the Indians.
Yeah,
changing out swapping out a few letters, and it looks the same. Now, one mistake they made on the logo, which is not real exciting, the baseball with wings flying, but they had it on the uniform, and Major League Baseball prohibits any form of baseball on the uniform.
It does?
It does.
You can't use a baseball.
You can't
on your
use
uniform?
A baseball on the uniform. You can use it on your hat. You cannot use it on your uniform.
I thought the Yankees had a baseball symbol on their
present day Yankees.
Yeah, I could be wrong. Or what was it? Milwaukee team had a baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers had some sort of baseball in their emblem, but...
But was that on their uniforms?
I don't know. I didn't know there was a rule against the baseball being.
I that's something I just found out, is a lot of talk has come out over the weekend.
Why?
Why?
Why would anybody...
You know what? I got to thinking about that.
Rule.
I got to thinking about that, and the only thing I could think of that almost sounded half logical was the fact that perhaps players on the field might see, as they're running around, see that ball on the guy's shirt. I don't know. That's the only thing that's half logical. There's no other reason to prohibit a baseball from being on the uniform,
they
is there?
They have bats. That, like the Cardinals have bats.
They have bats.
Oh, my goodness, I'm running into a bat.
And the Brewers had two bats with a baseball mitt, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, maybe that's...
I think that was on the hat. You know, so if they did the Guardians thing, that logo they have.
They had to have it on the hat.
They could wear it on the hat. But the ones they showed, the uniforms they showed, had them on the shoulder. And that
you would
is
think
not
with
allowed.
All the venting they did, they would have found that out.
You'd think that. Yeah. You'd think that.
Jeez. I thought there were so many. We have a natural wonder of the world a couple miles north of that. Of Progressive Stadium, Lake Erie, and all that Mariner kind of thing that you could have found something that...
I guess the Rockers were up there, but they were more concerned about what you do with the logo. That's kind of the reason they backed off of the Spiders.
I like the Paupers, you know, a guy with his...
They couldn't afford that one. They couldn't afford that
Paupers.
One.
The Paupers. The captains, they have the Lake Erie Captains, which is an odd...
They're a minor league team, yeah.
Yeah, they could have certainly said, I don't think the minor league team was going to give them any problem with their home.
No, they own the team.
They own the team. I don't know why that. Something to do with the Ohio Canal.
Because right there... is the beginning of what was the Ohio Erie Canal.
Yeah. So
the Cuyahoga River.
There were certain terms of people who worked on the canal that could have portrayed strength, and I can't think of them any right at the top of my head, but it was the safest of safe choices. Who's going to argue against the Guardians? And it's unfortunate that they didn't take advantage of, you know, a lot of different names.
Whatever you name them, some people were going to have problems. They said we shouldn't change the name, no matter what.
Well, the only problem with this name is the name is just the changing of the name. I mean, we had the sheriff of Portage County come out and said, "Oh, you know, you're caving in.
You're wiping out history." No, you're not wiping out history.
No.
You're not wiping out memories. You're not out history.
No, you're not. It's a name change.
It will take a long time for us to get used to. We've had lots of things we've had to change and accept name change on throughout the years. And it just that it's been beloved to us here in Northeast Ohio. And I guess he's getting in trouble for using an official
platform for doing it. If he had a personal opinion, you should have
put on a personal platform.
Not the sheriff's department. That's everybody's.
Right.
Sheriff's Department, not just his.
Right. And
so I don't know. The reaction's been kind of muted. I don't think anybody's, okay.
They were just kind of, I think it was kind of stunned, yeah.
All right, that's it.
That's it?
You know,
really?
Friday, you know, it was
really?
Friday,
that's it?
It was a Friday release. They do these things.
When
they don't know how things are going to be reacted to,
they put them out
on Friday afternoon. So,
and the reason for that, giving the people the weekend for it to either soak in or forget about it.
Yeah. So I haven't forgot about it, and of course the players are saying, okay, pay me.
Yeah,
pay me. I don't care what we're called.
We can be the Fly Swatters. I don't care.
I like that.
What about that? What's that little gnat that irritated the heck out of the Yankees?
Oh, the midges.
The midges.
Well, they're not very vicious. I mean, they just land on you and you swat them away.
Sure didn't help the Yankees.
They're more vicious than the Guardians.
Yeah, they're just stone faces looking at you.
The praying mantises.
Bite off their heads.
Yeah. I mean, at least, the Yellow Jackets, I know that's the Bereas, but it's an insect. But you could have really gussied up a good-looking yellow jacket and made it look ferocious. I mean, that's what they did. Arizona Diamondbacks.
You know,
they found something that is indigenous to Arizona,
right,
and made it their logo.
And the Rays, you know, down in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, well, it used to be the Devil Rays.
Right.
But they got rid of the Devil.
The Devil part, yeah. Got the Devil out of there.
Got the Devil out of there.
But you know, things that were indigenous to their areas.
And that's what I think. And they say, the Guardians of Transportation overlooks or right behind Progressive's
looking over
on the Hope Memorial Bridge. Oh, okay. I mean.
So, but he insists that it wasn't named after the bridge. No, it was named after the Guardians of the Bridge.
Guardians of the Bridge. I don't know. You know. I know Steve Dubček wrote that if the Guardians keep the Cleveland team, baseball team in Cleveland, I'm all for it. But basically, he didn't particularly care for it. And I just think it's a missed opportunity. Now, we'll probably, if they win the World Series, viva the Guardians. I mean, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And before I leave this earth, I would like to see, we got very close. Seventh game of the World Series.
We did it twice.
Twice. And it's just unfortunate that we haven't won a World Series for eons. Three generations.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, don't you think it's a missed opportunity that they could have found something
I think so. You know,
the Spiders at least would have.
It had history to it.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you know what happens? They said, well, there was one year they were like 22 and 129. There was a reason for that. A guy that owned the St. Louis team bought the Cleveland team and took away all its big stars. So they had literally a minor league team here left. That was so bad, they weren't even allowed to play at home. That was 1887 or 1897.
I don't think there's anybody around who would.
I remember.
Oh, that's true. You're like the Mel Brooks,
the 2000-year-old man. Yeah.
He's still alive, by the
way. He is. Mel Brooks is still alive. His good friend and partner,
Carl Reiner,
passed just a few months ago, and he was actually still very much. In his right mind,
is he?
When he went,
Mel Brooks was never in his right mind. The guy
in his own mind, I was actually referring to Carl Reiner as well, right up to the end.
Oh yes, he was sharp.
Right up to the very end, he was sharp, and as Mel Brooks is.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was that sharp.
I never was that sharp.
No. The Sharps, the Cleveland Sharps. Anything would better than Guardian, really. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I'm disappointed.
They took an easy, safe way out.
I had
That's
a sneaking suspicion all along because that was just seemed like.
You mentioned that came up before.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that before.
Yeah.
The Guardians.
I mean, it was pretty much out there. It was the Guardians to lose. Something
and
would
they
have
didn't. To, and they
to,
didn't.
To knock off the Guardians, and it didn't happen. And I'm just trying to, a guardian could portray, soldiers and first responders and nurses.
And somebody just saying, well, you know, you had the Guardians movie with the superheroes and stuff. Maybe that might help bring the young people in. I don't think that would
do
it. How
about the Cleveland Marvels? I mean, the Marvel comics really kind of started in Cleveland, right?
Action comics, sort of. Because
Superman?
Superman, yeah.
I mean, the Marvels would have been a great name, but maybe that's they can't use that.
It might not be. Yeah. I think you'd be fighting for any kind of permission here, and they'd want the money for trademarks. So.
Didn't a bunch of people, when they announced they were going to change the name, go out and try to copyright all these things?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I wonder
did.
How that they, all
they,
worked out.
Copyright and trademark and all this fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those slapped down in many cases
Oh, yes.
when people find out that that's what's happened.
Yeah.
You can get those slapped down. Because I know the same thing happened when the internet started first breaking out and the .coms are there. People were going and buying like ABC.com, NBC.com, CBS.com, trying to extort those companies
tons of
money.
No, negotiate.
No, extort. They wanted to extort large amounts of money out of them.
If you own something, how can you extort it?
No, you extort from the guys that really.
If you bought ABC.com when it was available in anticipation of it being worth something more, that's speculation. That's not what you were just saying.
No, well, it's extortion.
No, it's not extortion.
Yeah.
So there were speculators who went out there. Now, I don't know how they overcome that. They have, I'm sure, very good lawyers.
Some businesses bought it. Disney turned around and just put, like, .go in front of, you know, everything. .go.com or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or go.disney.com, whatever. Yeah, and they said, bye.
Yeah, I mean, if you were reasonable, maybe they would have spent the money trying to, you know, have to, who knows, but.
This is why when your domain goes out, there are people waiting for your domain to go out, because then they suck it up as soon as it goes out, and they will extort you at very least for several hundred dollars to try, for you to try to get your name back.
Is it legal?
Oh.
Yes.
No.
Oh, come on. It is legal. Jeez. Come on.
It's a ripoff, you know.
Well, I'm not saying
it is. They're just trying to take something that was yours and charge you excessive money.
You know what ripoffs are? Ripoffs is having to pay for your luggage to go with you. That's a ripoff.
I mean, to pay for your luggage to go with you?
Well, yeah. If you went on an airplane, I'm sorry. Actually, you go on an airplane, you got to pay for your luggage to go with you.
Okay.
Bag fee. That's extortion. You can't leave without your bags. But it's legal.
It is legal. That's an extortion.
It's extortion.
What's extortion is if they say, oh, I'm sorry, that's 7 ounces over. We have to charge you an additional $75
for that. They shouldn't have to pay anything. Never had to before.
That's true.
Except for Southwest. You still take your bags free there. So, the Cleveland Extortionists. That would have been a great name.
We could have had a mob name in there, you know? We'd have gotten extras. I bet you they could.
The Cleveland Mobsters.
Yeah, why not?
Something a little bolder than the Guardians. And I get, you know, the Dolans are, they're nice people, you know, they're very nice. And
very cautious.
And cheap. Nice people. I'm not saying cheap is a bad word.
They're very loyal to their people.
Yeah, very loyal. And sometimes too loyal.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to shake things up once in a while.
Well, luckily, Mark Shapiro left on his own.
Yes. I don't think he would have left unless he got a better offer. I mean,
he made more money going where he was going, but I think it was basically the same position, but he had a lot more money going there. Have they amounted to a whole lot since he took over?
Well, Toronto.
There are a lot of people who did not like Toronto. As far as I know, he's still there.
He is still there. I know my cousin, who's a police officer up there, is... they're not doing so hot. They're 9.5 games out of first. They're in contention in the wild card, but they're behind in that, too. They're 49-46. Cleveland is pretty much out of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's just the young pitching has caved, and then the relief pitchers have caved.
And then you've got Ramirez out. Your best hitter is out.
Well, he's got a bone bruise. He's supposed to be back tonight.
Oh, is he supposed to be back?
Terry Francona is out with a head cold. He's supposed to be back tonight. So we'll see. Yeah, I think more people are upset about the Indians changing their name than the new name, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's more about the whole idea of the change than it is about the name.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you change it to, people got problems with it.
And
there's a small percentage of people say, oh, good, it's no longer offensive to the indigenous persons in America again.
Well, I think, and we talked about this for years and years and years, and like you said, Terry Pluto's echoed it as well, is come up with a satisfactory name that would have satisfied the Native American folks.
I do have something for you here. Something I had forgotten I had done a while ago.
Okay.
I hadn't forgotten about it, but...
All right. Well, obviously, you haven't forgotten.
This is about luggage fee. You were talking about the luggage fee.
Okay.
So this is something we, let me get this started here and move the microphone over.
Yes, I would like a ticket to Nashville.
Okay. It looks like we can accommodate you this evening. The ticket is $213. Do you have any luggage to check?
I do. I have one bag.
There'll be a $75 check luggage fee.
$75?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll just carry it on board.
All right, then there's an $85 carry-on fee.
$85? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think I'll leave the bag here. I can get what I want when I get down there.
All right. Then there's just a $95 no baggage fee.
$95?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I think I'll check the bag.
Okay. That'll be $100.
$100? You just said $75.
That was 2 minutes ago.
Who's setting your fees?
The same people that change the prices at the gas station.
There, that's pretty darn good. it's not far from the truth.
It's not far from the truth.
I think that's what Spirit Airlines, they charge you extra for oxygen.
Yeah. Oh, do they really?
Oh, yeah.
If the mask comes down, you got your paycheck.
No. To have oxygen.
You mean the little thing is spraying germs down on you?
If you want to breathe oxygen, you have to. They put a paper bag over your head unless you.
Really? Wow. That's a cheap. That's a cheap airline.
Cheap. Cheap. Yeah.
It's okay for airlines to be cheap. It's like birds. They cheap.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, that's extortion. That's exactly what I was trying to tell you. It's extortion.
That particular one was kind of extortion, yeah.
So, you don't get food on a plane anymore.
No. You'll get a movie anymore?
Well, it depends how far you go.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah. And you get a Diet Coke free. Sometimes. Now, Frontier Airline, I flew that. You know, we flew that to go to Phoenix. It's a direct flight from Cleveland to go to spring training. And they charge you even for Diet Coke.
Really?
Yeah. And you can't take anything on.
No,
they don't like that.
It's a long, even to fly, it's a bit of a distance to a few hours to
get. You get
there.
Free water.
Free water?
You can get a cup of water, yes.
A free cup of water.
In your hands. They put a cup of water.
You'll get a cup,
you slurp out of your
awesome. Yeah, okay, you get a free water. Okay, yeah, good. Put your hands together.
It's not fun flying anymore. It really is.
Well, and people are rude, too. You know, people are doing stupid things and fighting and getting up and trying to rip the door open at 30,000 feet.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know?
And there's still a mask mandate, and people are fighting that, and they're getting into wrestling matches with other passengers. It's not good. It's not good. But
what is wrong with people? You really wonder that. And we're here worried about a name change of a team.
You really get depressed, don't you, watching the news? I mean, people are slaughtering each other in cities with guns, and there's a lot of kookiness, just a lot of kookiness going on. Yeah. I don't remember. Maybe there has been times in our past where things were really kooky, but it seems
there's so much more because of social medias and stuff. It's so much easier to get stupid things out there.
It is, and you can be anonymous, which is what people do. They can just vent their anger and spew and just let it out there, and nobody knows who really it is, and it's offensive and everything like that. But it's a shame. It's really a shame. It's just, but this notion of not wearing a mask or not being vaccinated has become a cult,
and. Now some other people have changed your tunes as legislators and telling you to get the shot. They still don't want to get it. Nope.
There's people who have gotten it, and almost died of it, and said, I wouldn't have gotten it to begin with anyway.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. And you know,
I hate to say this, But maybe I no, I won't say it. Never mind.
Never mind. We'll say this when the light goes out.
Yeah, I'll. It's just it's not nice, so I'm not going to say it.
Didn't you know the herd?
Yes, you said it.
I didn't say.
Well, it's stupid. I mean, especially logically, the people who are not wearing masks are the ones who are jeopardizing their future by getting sick, dying, and not voting, being able to vote for what they want. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
The thing that does seem crazy is that those that espouse your freedom and not getting them are killing their own people.
Yes.
Because 99% of the people that die from it didn't get the vaccine.
No.
So you're killing your own people. You convince them not to get the vaccine.
What's happening, if they do anything to justify their position, that 1.5% of the people who got vaccinated, they're using that.
They're using that
to say, I'm not going to get it. Look at people who've gotten it are dying. Well, that's true, but it's minuscule compared to the people who haven't gotten
it. We are now approaching, in this country, the amount of people that died from the 1918 flu virus, and we had no vaccine for that.
No.
And we have, the crazy thing is this all could be avoided.
It's nonsense. It's true. You scratch your head and you just wonder why. I mean, what?
I mean, look what it's doing to our Olympics. And you know, you've got people that didn't even get to go because before they left, they contracted it. You got people that are there that test positive, then they get sent aside and they won't be able to participate. So it's the Olympics, that's the 2020 Olympics in 2021 without the best athletes available.
Yeah, even if you're vaccinated and exposed to somebody who wasn't vaccinated and they proved to be positive for COVID, you gotta isolate yourself for 24 hours. And if your event is in that 24 hours, even though you're vaccinated, you can't compete.
Right.
You can't compete. You're denying that person once in a lifetime, in most cases, the opportunity to compete.
Because it's very hard as a top athlete to come back 4 years later.
And
do it again. It's happened. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's few and far between, and they are special God-given talents and bodies and workout ethics and all that they have to have.
Well, four years is dog years in gymnastics.
Yes.
And swimming.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, it is.
Yes.
It, when you're 22, 23 years old, you're old. You see how your body has to contort?
And that's what amazes me now in professional tennis, how long people hang on now, where before, by the time you're 35, you're pretty much done with tennis.
But the fitness regimes and have allowed.
But it used to be, you know, they'd start professionally when they were 17.
Yeah.
And by the time they were 29, that was it.
Yeah.
They were done.
Yeah. And that's changed a lot. I think just because of physical training. Look at LeBron James.
Yeah.
He's what, going to be 36? And the man.
And how long has he been in the NBA?
15 years.
Yeah.
And he's a physical marvel. And, my wife took the grandkids to see Space Jam.
Yeah.
And they thought it was really good.
It was all right.
Did you see it?
I did see it.
Yeah. It's just, she said it was okay. And the kids enjoyed it. And,
you know, it's been so long since I saw the original one with Michael Jordan.
Oh, that was a good one.
So I can't really compare it to that because I just honestly don't remember it that well. I remember, you know, he was in it and stuff, and this was a whole different scenario.
Well,
where they got sucked into a video game.
Michael Jordan was playing baseball,
right? And he says, "I'm a baseball player. I'm not a basketball player
anymore." You know? But I don't know that comparison to LeBron
and their abilities to do a little bit of acting with that and such.
Mm-hmm. I guess LeBron James' wife and children were in it.
They were.
And of course, Michael Jordan's wife at the time was in it, and his kids. So I don't know when it'll come out on Netflix or something like that. I don't.
Well, I think it's on HBO Plus.
Yeah.
Along with, because they were kind of surprised that it fell out of the top so fast, because it was number one the first week, and then it dropped like 70% of its income. Well, but part of the problem is when it was released to theaters, it was also released to HBO Plus.
Yeah, and people are going to stay home and watch it.
They can stay home and watch it. It's not the same experience as watching it in a theater.
No.
But
I don't like everything is now streamed.
Yeah.
Simultaneously. Well,
and that happened because the theaters couldn't open up, and the way they could make these big releases was through the streaming sites. And then some of them were starting to open up, but not all of them were, they started connecting with certain streaming services while they were also going to be premiering it there. And I think you're going to find a lot of films just don't last at number one as long as they did, simply because they're streaming at the same time and people can watch them another way.
What were we talking about before that? We were talking about something completely different than streaming and physical. Getting back to the physicality, I mean, tennis players, baseball players, those sports have been able, guys and gals have been able to maintain their physical prowess because of all the different new regimes that perhaps weren't available a generation ago. But you can't do that with gymnastics. You can't. Now, Michael Phelps was an exception to the rule. He was competitive in Olympics well into his 20s. But you don't see too many swimmers at 30 years old winning. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a grueling.
Or even runners. You know, you think of the track. Track events.
Yeah, you're done at 26 or 27, maybe 28.
Because it's hard to compete with somebody who's 22.
Yeah, it's just.
Or 20.
It's sad, but true. But gymnastics, so getting back to our original point, is that if somebody did everything they were supposed to do and somebody next to them said, I don't want to get it, and ends up being positive, effects has a kind of domino effect, and it's just not right. Now, the NFL is going to fine players, about $15,000 if they aren't vaccinated and have to sit out a game or something like that. There's a penalty for not being vaccinated.
For not being vaccinated. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and if a team has so many...
That's kind of interesting because, you know, people say, you can't make me vaccinate. They said, we can't, but we can fine you if you get it and you have to miss a game.
I think
that's interesting.
I think legally they could make you.
I would think that legally you can, there are moves in this state, even in this state, the Governor DeWine signed that said a business cannot force its employees to vaccinate.
Oh, no, that didn't get through.
Yeah, no, well, what it is while it is still, quote, unquote, unproven by the FDA, it's under an emergency and not under a full FDA guard. Now, we know it's safer than not getting the vaccine, than not getting the COVID.
But the fact is,
this got snuck in at the last minute on the budget, and he signed it.
I don't think so.
He did.
I did. I don't.
So so companies cannot force. Well, and he's always been encouraging them.
I don't think so, because it would have been challenged in court, because the personal property rights of an enterprise is their enterprise to run. And they can control virtually every aspect of their employment aspects.
We'll have to look into that. Yeah, but this was just a week and a half ago that he signed this.
It did not get in.
Yeah.
The one that
they tried to get through where nobody, like the schools and stuff, couldn't force you to vaccinate, that did not get through. That was also
in there,
and that did not get through. But the one where they snuck it in the last minute, that as long as it's not properly approved by the FDA, that the businesses cannot force somebody to take it.
Well, okay, I think that's up in the air, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I think that could be challenged, but
I think an employer has every right
to require whatever they want.
To require that, unless it's collectively bargained.
You know, right. And it's like, you know, in places where They have marijuana is legal to use, even recreationally, but a place has a right to say, but while you're working, you can't have marijuana in you.
That's right.
You know, and they can't say what you do at home.
Or they can.
Although, you know, you have the hospitals, if they told you have so many days to get rid of smoking.
And that's right.
If we cut you with nicotine in your system, you're gone.
That's right. Absolutely.
They have the right to do that.
And that's the same with COVID vaccine.
I would think so.
Yeah. And look at the drug testing. They have an absolute right to come into any place.
Yes. Yeah.
And say, give me a sample of your urine. And then, unless it's not expressly omitted in a collective bargaining agreement, and 95% of the people don't have that, they can come in and say, I want a urine sample.
Yeah.
Now, how more personal in the world can you get in that, right? I mean,
getting in my pee, yeah, that's pretty personal.
But they can do it because while you're working, you're under their control.
And I think that what they may be trying to avoid is the fact that we say you have to do this, which is what turns people are more against being told that they have to do it than the fact that they would do it.
Oh, I'm against it too. I mean, in some cases, you don't want people running a warehouse with a forklift operator who's on drugs. I can understand that. I mean, if there is a certain amount of danger involved.
I have a buddy lost part of his finger in a brickyard because the guy went on break and smoked a joint and went back to work and the break was over and didn't see things exactly the way they were.
Wow. And that's the reason for that. And, well, not only are they going to fine the person who gets COVID-19 and can't play a game $15,000, if there's enough players that causes the team to...
They will actually, they don't get to delay it. They have to forfeit
the game.
Yeah.
That's huge. So I don't know what the NFL is going to do, but they're certainly making it harder for unvaccinated people. Now we have this draftee that one of the second round draft pick, who tested positive for COVID-19. Now they aren't saying whether he got vaccinated or not.
They're not saying that.
Yeah, but because of privacy,
yeah, right? And you. You can get it if you've been vaccinated.
Yeah, you can.
But it doesn't make it, it makes it far less serious.
It's like a flu shot. If you get a flu shot, you can still get the flu, but it may not be nearly as serious as a flu that you would get without being vaccinated.
Right, right.
But they're all pointing to that small percentage.
I had forgotten that that actually instead of delaying your game, which is what they did last year, they delayed many games. And baseball did it. And basketball did it to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're actually going to say, you do this and enough of your people are out. You don't get to delay it. We're not delaying the season because of you. You forfeit.
So instead of making it a mandate, they're kind of getting around the mandate by saying you'll get the fines of $15,000.
And
possibly if there's enough of you not vaccinated and get COVID-19, your team could forfeit if you can't manage a team.
Right.
So if I had, I guess I would certainly have a nice practice squad ready and available just in case.
Or you'll end up still playing it, but putting a lot of people out of their positions.
Yeah.
And that's when you get targeted anyway.
Well,
you know,
the people John Rahm, who was the U.S. Open, he got it again. The Spaniard
because he was going to the Olympics and then he couldn't go.
Yeah. And it's just a shame that people who think, for whatever reason, they're not going to get the vaccine can affect other people. They can affect even those who've been vaccinated because you still can get it very lightly, but you're not going to be, you're now allowing that person to make a living or have an opportunity of a lifetime.
Right.
And that's wrong.
Right. Because chances are you could get a mild case of it, but spread it to those who haven't gotten it. And that's, is the crazy thing, how you know, again, this whole thing is crazy because with the vaccine out here, unlike many, many other countries, we have it We have it readily available. You can walk in and get it. They're taking it to neighborhoods. They're taking it out to people and who are still not getting it. And there are these countries that, like Japan would kill to have that kind of
Australia.
Australia, India. And India produces a lot, but they didn't give a lot to their own people.
No.
You know, and
this new strain, this, what do they call it?
Delta?
The Delta variant is nothing to mess around with.
And there's another one coming from Brazil, who also have a ton of people that refuse to do the vaccination.
But it's
supposed to be worse than the Delta.
Oh, wow. What happens if you still have enough hosts in your, you know what I mean by hosts?
Yeah.
Is the opportunity for this virus to mutate, it's going to keep on going.
Right.
And you're not going to have herd immunity. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This whole kind of era that we're living in is kooky.
Right, because it could all be avoided. And the athletes said, well, I'm young and strong, and I'm not going to get it. But, boy, we had some Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who's got less body fat and stronger than that guy is? And yet he got it, and it took him out, for 3 weeks? And when he got back, he was never the same player the rest of that year. And I'm sure by now he's back up to par.
I
but the fact is, he was not the same the rest of that season.
No.
I mean, he was on par to set a new sack record. And that was it.
Yeah.
He got from the time he got back, maybe a total of 3 sacks, period.
It just has some long-term effects.
And we don't even know what the long-term effects are yet.
No.
You know, that's another crazy reason. But and these are young athletic people, and that's what it's turning now to, because these are the people that didn't get vaccinated, the younger people in general.
In general, but you still have recalcitrant people.
You do.
They're 50, 60, 70.
You do.
And you're just playing Russian roulette, and it just doesn't make any sense. But I just hope the Guardians will turn things around next year. And right now, the Cleveland Indians.
So, and if we're that close to elimination of the playoffs, are we going to sell it? Because they don't, what I didn't realize is at the end of this month is the trading deadline, which we know.
July 30th.
But there was always another trading deadline.
Oh, no, that stopped last year. That's gone.
That's
so
gone.
There's no,
so
what
if,
do they call that? I forgot what that was called, because they did eliminate
there were some restrictions you could have with that.
Oh, yes.
But you could still do it.
If somebody cleared waivers, you could. So there was this nod, nod, wink, wink. We want somebody in August, and they call all the general managers. We want this guy. Please don't claim him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could claim him off waivers or somehow arrange. There was a special arrangement. Then
right.
After September 1st, that was gone. Now there's no special arrangement.
So this is a true trading deadline.
And I don't think really other than Eddie Rosario – or possibly Jose Ramirez, and I don't.
Let's not do the. We need somebody that's the face of this team.
Shane Bieber's not going. I don't really, based on what I'm reading.
He may not be back this year.
Why?
He's nowhere near close.
No, and why? Why jeopardize the future with him?
Well, that's what they're saying. You know, they're saying that if the team is out of contention, they may not let him pitch the rest of this year. Period.
Well,
if they're in contention, they'd like him to come back. Of course, well, I would too. But if we're out of contention.
We're one game over 500. You're competing against Tampa Bay, who just knocked the socks off us for three out of
They have won the last outside this game. If they would have won this game, not only would they have swept us again, they would have beaten us the last 12 times. Now, we won this last. We came back at the end. We got past their starter and beat up on their reliever and was able to win the Sunday game.
That's right.
But this is the first time in 12 games, the last 12 games, we've beat them.
In second place right now.
But how many games out?
Okay, well, Boston is in Tampa Bay. So Boston and Tampa Bay, one of them are going to make win their division. Another one's going to make the playoffs as a wild card, right?
Right. I mean, yes.
You've got the Yankees who are over 520, and they're 520, so they're ahead of us. Chicago's almost got, they're 8.5 games ahead of us. That's going to be very, very difficult.
You know, we're almost in August. And the end of this week will be in August.
That's right. And Oakland and Seattle. You got Oakland, Seattle, right now, Tampa, New York, who are ahead of us in the wild card. It would have to be a complete collapse of somebody and us having a 10-game winning streak with that pitching that we have right now. It's not going to happen. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Well, you know how we could make a lot of money for this team?
Changing their name.
Well, that's part of it. Part of it could be, my golly, we found 4 warehouses full of Wahoo stuff that we have to get rid of now before the end of the year.
They are. And they already have. They started
a fire sale.
Fire sales on the all Indians apparel and stuff like that.
My son was up at the game and he picked up a Wahoo bobblehead and a couple other things.
Yeah.
It's fire sales maybe happening.
All my stuff, all my garb is, you know, Indians. And
yeah.
I have a couple Chief Wahoo things. I have a big old, what they call those things, fathead things, those fathead stickers.
Yeah.
My man cave is full of Chief Wahoo, the the script Cleveland, and all this. And it's been there for 11 years. I'm not taking it off until I'm ready to paint it to the place. But
I don't know.
So we're stuck with the Guardians. I just think
Be worse. It certainly could be better.
Yeah, it's blah. It's like having vanilla pudding. Some people like vanilla pudding, but
I only like that with, you know,
bananas.
Crackers and bananas. Graham cracker and banana thing, yeah.
Plain vanilla. That's what it is. And nobody's going to get upset with plain vanilla. So.
No, but neither will they be running for it, so.
No. So the logo with a baseball on the wings. I wonder how 10 years from now, if people going to Progressive Field, and they'll still be there because they're ready to negotiate a long-term lease.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Still be wearing Indians to the Guardians games. It's going to happen. I mean,
you're not going to keep them out. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't wear that.
You can't wear headdress anymore. You can't wear anything depicting an Indian.
Okay.
You can't. If you wear a headdress or something, it's right there on their tickets.
And people were wearing headdresses then?
Yeah, they were, you know, the big headdresses, big pictures of Chief Wahoo on a stick and all that.
They were doing that?
Yeah.
I didn't
still
realize that. You go to a lot of games, so,
I don't,
more games than I do.
Yeah, so, once again, because they own the property, they can tell you what to wear.
Yeah.
That's what people don't show.
So they can make you go to, what you can do if you wear your Wahoo, they can make you go to the gift shop and buy something to put over top of it.
What I'm saying is anything.
And make more money for the team.
Yeah, well,
and then be able to afford more players.
Yes.
Woohoo!
You can wear your Wahoo shirt.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong on that. But anything depicting a headdress or, you know, anything.
I didn't
like
know
that.
People did that. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know
the
that.
Headdress with the feathers and all that stuff. That's not permissible anymore.
I mean, even Wahoo only had like what, one feather?
Two, I think.
One or two feathers? Come on, you know?
So, no war paint, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, bye to Wahoo, bye to the Indians. Here we go, Guardians.
Here we go, Guardians. Yeah. Here we go, Guardians. Here we go. Boom, boom.
Another plain Jane team name, the Browns.
The Browns.
And named after Paul Brown.
Yeah.
Couldn't the Cleveland Indians come up with the Cleveland? Who was the most exciting owner of the Indians?
There's never been an exciting owner of the Indians.
There was one. There was one who's kind of a dynamic owner. No,
the guy that put the midget up to play at the plate? he owned the Indians for a while.
Oh, there was another one. I can't. What was his name? it escapes me.
Right? It'll come to you.
Yeah.
There's this one guy that was more of a promoter than he was an
That's
owner.
That's right.
He was the one, it's not when he owned the Indians, he owned another team, but he put the midget up because the midget, when he gets into a strike, they, of course, they had to make a rule against that then
yeah.
after that because you could get away with it. You know?
I forget what the guy's name. It was back in like the early 50s and late 40s. And,
yeah.
Anyway, so. I guess new tradition. We just have to get used to it. We'll
get
used to it.
We will get used to it. Because you know why? Because we love baseball.
We love baseball.
And the name in the end doesn't really mean as much as the product you put on the field and the fact that you can win games.
Why did they have to change the block C? That's what bothers me. I have all this, these block C hats.
You're right, because it's still Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why they
Cleveland
had to
Guardians.
The script is the same.
Yeah.
It's just instead of Indians, it's Guardians, the same script.
It was the Cleveland Indians, and they still used the block C for Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't.
That'll be acceptable. It's acceptable, though.
Yeah, well, it's acceptable, but they're going to be selling merchandise. They'll make money on that. If it gets them another player or two or keeps somebody, that's the question. Of course, the Browns now are in camp. Starting today.
Was it the 100th anniversary of the Browns? Something like that?
100th anniversary. I don't think so.
They had these new uniforms. The
75th,
okay.
I happen to have that. Here.
And you know, you've got orange and brown and white. How many choices do you have? Big deal about the big uniforms.
I didn't even know.
I thought that was so ridiculous.
When I saw it in the paper, I didn't really see any change.
I didn't see any difference, yeah.
Yeah, it's the 75th anniversary uniform. They can wear it for four games. Why, I don't know. They can't wear it all the time. But, of course, the NFL has to approve everything because they own the league. It's a franchise. And the franchisor can tell you, the franchisee, what they can put on the field. And, of course, everybody's in great anticipation for this season. And haven't begun to scratch the surface on making any predictions, but that's
well. They haven't even technically all gotten together yet, so it's kind of.
I think that the rookies are in. Of course,
rookies are in.
TOJ or K, whatever.
JOK. Yeah.
JOK is he's in quarantine. Hopefully, he'll get out. And Newsom.
They wouldn't say whether he was actually had the full blown case or whether he was just exposed to somebody. Had a good exposure to somebody who had it. They didn't say that. So we don't really know how quickly he can get to the field. They're saying that he will be on the field by the time the first game is.
All the draftees have signed their contracts, so that's...
And that's ahead of schedule, too. And you've got some people just now showing up, just the fact that they'd be fined so much. Not to this team, but to other teams that are
Aaron Rodgers showed up.
Did he show up?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, that's because he would be fined so many dollars not to show up.
He could buy a franchise.
Yeah, he's not worried about it. But it's a significant amount of money, at least to you and I. It's a significant amount of money.
$100 a day would be significant. $10 a day.
$10 a day, yeah. For what? For not being there?
For not being here. You fine me once.
I show up there and you pay me. I don't show up and you fine me. I'm not good at math, but I'm better than that.
You find me a cup of coffee several different times.
I have.
And I don't like it.
Well.
Maybe next week I won't show up.
It's in your contract. Whoa. See what happens then. You just see what happens then.
I'll bring Juan Valdez with his own coffee machine in. All right.
We're done except for.
Okay, here it is.
Okay.
What's the medical term for a constipated lumberjack?
Constipated lumberjack? I do not know.
Logjam.
A logjam.
That's the medical term.
Whoa. That'll keep me up all night. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. I didn't bring my puns with me, and I read that a couple years ago.
There you go.
I haven't used it because we want to keep the show classic.
Yeah, and that
wasn't a classic.
Well, sure it was. Okay. Classic, anyway.
Classic in my own mind.
Yes.
All right.
And that's going to do it. We'll be back next week with more Sports Sidebar.